From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The car business is different today. Toyota reports it sold more cars and trucks during the first 3 months of this year than any other manufacturer in the world. That moves Toyota one step closer to claiming the number one spot in annual global car sales. That is a place that has belonged to General Motors for 76 years. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, analysts have been expecting Toyota to get to the number one spot for some time now, but I guess it's there.
Yeah, and wasn't expected so quickly. The reason you don't have to look further than the price of gasoline right now, Alex, to get a pretty good idea of what's behind that growth. Here you have two car companies that have taken very different paths over the last decade or so. GM, along with the other U.S. automakers, Ford and Chrysler, have really invested in large trucks and SUVs that Americans couldn't get enough of up until a few years ago. And then you have Toyota, which staked its future on smaller, more reliable, and more fuel-efficient cars. And with rising gas prices, you can guess which strategy is now paying off, and it shows in the numbers. Toyota outsold GM in the first quarter by around 90,000 vehicles. So it's a huge milestone for the Japanese automaker.
Now, do people think in some way, well, this is one quarter, maybe, or is this it? I mean, have things really turned?
It's inevitable. I mean, most analysts say it's inevitable that Toyota will reach the number one spot. And I think the important thing here is that there are pitfalls to being in that number one spot as well. The most significant being that it makes you a target. Toyota has already been singled out in the U.S. and Europe for trade restrictions. So it's sensitive about being seen as too big or too aggressive. This is a company that's built its reputation on quality and reliability. So you're not likely to see them tooting their own horn about being in the number one spot. So the bottom line is that actually neither of these companies see this as a race.
Well, what about GM?
It's, you know, GM is definitely playing down the news here. I talked to auto analyst David Healy at Burnham Securities, and he says given the troubles facing the U.S. automakers, GM is more concerned about returning to profitability than any number of cars it sells.
Yes, it's kind of a psychological blow to become number two, but the key factor is that they're getting back into the black in the United States and on a sustainable basis, and incidentally growing very rapidly overseas.
Now, of the big three U.S. automakers, GM has definitely been the most successful on the global market, and it's really trying to stress that its future is as an international automaker.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.